We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Final hour, Big Bad Morning Show here on a Friday. Jeremy Conn, Ed Norris, Rob Long is off. So we bring in Mike Elias, general manager of the Baltimore Orioles, talk about all things Orioles. Mike, how are you?
Hey, Jeremy, what's up?
What's up, man? And so I want to the move you guys made. What was that yesterday with Jorge Mateo? Because he was a guy that I was interested in. I believe with the Yankees, gets traded to the A's, bounces around, winds up with the Padres. Lots of speed. What do you guys see with a player like Jorge?
Yeah, very tooled up player with a lot of defensive versatility. As you mentioned, he's one of the fastest players in the big leagues right now. He is still young. He's 26. And he's able to play basically, you know, almost every position on the infield and outfield. So he was a very nice bench piece for the San Diego Padres. They've obviously got a loaded roster, and they added to it at the trade deadline and just got squeezed out. So we have a high waiver claim position, and we used it to grab him. I think it'll be an interesting guy to see what he can do here in the second half. And we have been, you know, rotating through a lot of infielders the last couple of years, and Ramon Urias is an example of a guy that's taken advantage of the opportunity. We've got some really exciting ones coming up through the minor leagues. Jordan Westberg, Gunnar Henderson, a lot of these guys are making their way up into the mid minors for us, and should be approaching Camden Yards here in the next year or two. But in the meantime, we want to pull in guys from around the league and give them an opportunity to play, and I think Jorge Mateo fits that bill.
Mike, some of the stuff that was discussed when you came on and then after the trade line passed and all, was this is one of the, if not the craziest, trade deadline that people who cover baseball have seen, with all the movement and big names that have moved around and just a lot of movement with some teams just bailing, teams building. Orioles are fairly quiet, and fans were surprised. People were surprised that we talked to. What do you say to the fans about the minimal activity the Orioles had compared to other teams?
Yeah, it was a crazy deadline, like you said. I mean, you had two kind of big powerhouse championship teams last few years with the Nats and the Cubs kind of blowing things up, and that created a lot of activity. You had the later draft, so all the trades were kind of compressed into the deadline. And there's no more August waiver trades, so this was like the last opportunity for teams to pull in some depth. So made for a lot of activity. But we knew we had a good chance to have a very quiet deadline. And I think the reason for that is that the players that we had that were big trade chips, other than Freddie Galvis, who we traded to the Phillies, were all under contract with us beyond this year, and sometimes for like three or four more years with our team. So, you know, a player like John Means or Cedric Mullins or Paul Fry or Tanner Scott, you know, you've got to think about that. And we weren't looking to just move out players just because it's the trade deadline and we're not bound for the playoffs this year. We've got to think about next season and two seasons from now and other opportunities that may or may not come down the road. So we weighed all that and ultimately didn't find anything that met the line other than what we did with Galvis and the Phillies. And we'll take another look at things over the winter and see where we're at. So just kind of how that works. The 2019 trade deadline was similar. And we held on to some guys and ended up finding much better opportunities later. So we'll just see what comes next.
I saw, talking to Mike Elias here on the Big Bad Morning Show, Baseball America published their updated top 30 prospect list for the Orioles. And interesting to see a couple of new names, you know, guys that you just drafted showing up in the top 10. But how good do you feel about the group you have here, having arguably the number one hitting prospect, number one pitching prospect, and a bunch of other guys that I think are just, I don't want to say flying through the minor leagues, but we're seeing them excel, and it's got to make you happy seeing how well these guys are playing so quickly.
Yeah, I think that I've been very clear since getting here that this is step one. We've got to have a great farm system and keep a great farm system. There is no other recipe for the Baltimore Orioles in 2021 going forward to succeed other than having one of the better kind of player development pipelines in the game, from the Dominican, from the draft, with the way we coach guys, the way we bring them up. We need to be one of the best at that. So getting that in place is huge. I feel like we do have that. You know, we're acknowledged as top five, top 10 farm system in the game, wherever you look now. And we're seeing results with individual players and just better performances from the teams, you know, the minor league teams. We've got a couple of really special players in Double A right now with Rutschman and Rodriguez, and we're just trying to kind of keep those guys healthy and get them here safely and get them prepared for the major leagues, and that's coming, and I'm very excited about that. But we also have many, many more, and we're going to need that because players get hurt, they disappoint, so we need the depth, and we kind of just want to keep flooding the system with talent.
And Mike, we talked a little bit, well, actually a lot recently about the salary caps in football, hockey, basketball, and how teams are structuring their teams given their the parameters. Baseball has none, and the question was, when you look at a team like the Dodgers, right? From yesterday's reading, they had $265 million in spending. The Rays had 70. They met in the World Series last year. I know it sounds like an obvious. How difficult is it for a team like the Rays with that kind of, spending, to compete with a team like the Los Angeles Dodgers or the Yankees, without a cap? And how are they doing it?
Yeah, it's one of the more extremely impressive achievements, I think, in the sport. Modern era of the sport is what they've been able to do. It's very difficult to compete with some of these huge budget teams. It shows up everywhere, just the way they're able to operate, absorb mistakes, invest, and it kind of like a lot of investments, it grows and grows and repeats. This isn't cyclical. Like the money continues to be an advantage. So I think the Rays, what they've done, the way they operate, has become a model for a lot of mid small market teams. But it took them a lot of time to get to this point, a lot of work. They had a bunch of high draft picks. It was over a decade's worth of preparation to get into this spot. But now that they're there, they've been really smart about staying there, and they don't let themselves get overextended into mistakes that will cripple them. So it forces them to make decisions a little bit earlier on some of their players than they'd like. You saw they just traded their closer at this deadline, even though they're going to the playoffs probably. So they do a lot of really unique things. There's a lot that I think we and other teams can learn from them, and it's something to admire.
Hey, Mike, talking to Mike Elias here on the Big Bad Morning Show. Bruce Zimmerman was one of the pleasant surprises early on, down with the injury, but close to coming back, correct? What's the latest with him?
Yeah, he threw last night in Norfolk. I think it was 4 scoreless innings. Looked good. Stuff was good. Struck some guys out. Had a couple more walks than you probably like to see, but that's typical with some rust. And I think we're going to be getting him back very soon. I think we'll need that. He's been, his first half, he was one of the better mainstays in the bullpen. And just we haven't had a lot of time with him and Means, both healthy in the rotation. And now that we're getting some better stretch of performance from guys like Matt Harvey, Spencer Watkins, Jorge Lopez, there's been some ups and downs, but he's been helping us a ton, and he's leading the team in innings. So I think having Zimmerman join that group here, hopefully sometime in the next week or two, will be a nice shot in the arm.
So lastly, talking to Mike Elias here on the Big Bad Morning Show, the Oriole Hall of Fame, seeing, announcers, players get inducted, my buddy Mo Gabba going in, which is awesome. How important is it to you that, when you see some of these older players and guys and having them close to the team? Because I think it's a really cool thing that fans really appreciate, and I think this weekend's going to be great.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. It's a special thing about this city and this franchise. This team's been here since 1954, but we have a huge number of Cooperstown Hall of Famers in that short amount of time because of the traditions here. And to me, it makes me excited and motivated to get us back to a spot where we're once again one of the more admired franchises in baseball. I do think it's very possible here. It's going to take some more work to get there, but it's coming together. And I think the next couple of years here are going to be very special. So that's what that means to me when I see the history with our franchise and having these guys stay around and come back and visit and talk to our players in Sarasota and Baltimore is really cool.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.